the 10 o'clock hour of Wilde and Tausch. I love this song. Doesn't it just make you happy?
Good tune. It's a good tune.
I found out Becca doesn't like Charlie Brown.
Is that a divorceable offense?
No, I mean, I don't really like Charlie Brown either.
Jeez. That got that escalated.
Never got
that
it.
That really got out of hand.
Like Snoopy. Never. It seemed kind of slow to me.
It's a different era. Got to admit that. You're a young fella. You're more of an iCarly guy. All right, so you said you were driving back together. I still think Tausch sat in the back seat and doesn't want to admit that he Ubered with you.
You don't think Jesse would tell you if I did?
Would have more leg room in the back seat, I think.
You know, move that seat all the way up. You got 5 stars as an Uber driver, in part because you helped Tausch log in and vote for the Heisman.
After an hour.
But it did take a while. 3 U-turns later, and I finally got that vote done.
And so there are 4 finalists, 2 of whom Tausch may or may not have voted for. Am I being cautious enough to keep you out of trouble?
I think you can, if you're prize picking that, you could say more.
The finalists are Jaden Daniels of LSU, Maserati Marv, which is, I'm assuming, how Tausch put him on his ballot. Marvin Harrison Jr., the wide receiver from Ohio State. Bo Nix, the Oregon Ducks quarterback. And Michael Penix Jr., the former Indiana quarterback, who is Washington's quarterback, whose team beat Bo Nix and the Ducks in the final Pac-12 championship game. Jesse, did you influence Tausch's ballot in any way?
You know how that answer's going to go. Tausch doesn't get influenced by anybody. Old T's going to do old T's thing.
But if you give me good information, I'll listen.
I would say this in regards to the finalists of the Heisman Trophy. There appears to be one significant player that I would say is missing from the field. And it would be the player that the NCAA's College Football Playoff Selection Committee has deemed to be the most important player in college football. And that would be Florida State's quarterback, Jordan Travis.
So, why do you say that, Jesse? Why do you say that the College Football Playoff Committee has deemed him to be the MVP or the Heisman, deserving Heisman Trophy winner?
Oh, because Florida State is a top 3 team in the country. If he's healthy, they go undefeated. They win their conference convincingly in every single game. They have signature wins over LSU to start the season at a neutral site and Florida in a rivalry game to end the year. And they take care of all their business. Everybody's healthy. They are no doubt looked at as one of the 4 best teams in the country if Jordan Travis is healthy. Jordan Travis gets injured, and the committee watches 2 games and says, that team isn't good enough anymore. He is the difference in a team that could win a national championship and has been selected to not win a national championship. To me, there's no stronger argument for a player to be a Heisman candidate or a Heisman winner than Jordan Travis and what Florida State is going through right now.
Tausch is doing the Alonzo Mourning meme again. Yeah, that makes sense. Uh-huh. Yeah, that's right. Tausch, do you agree with this assessment? Because I feel like we've joked about this before. Like, the year that Peyton Manning missed the entire season with his neck injury, you know, I think it was Evan Cohen that was on with us a couple weeks ago that referenced this. Like, you could argue he was the MVP because look how terrible they were without him, right? That's not how it works. Yeah, but in this instance, I think this is applicable. I think you guys, at least Jesse, is right.
So, I can't reveal my ballot until Monday, but I'll say this. Jesse brings up a really good point. Like a point.
And you never say that, so it's probably actually your point.
That is a strong of a point because what college football did on Sunday is a complete and utter travesty to the Florida State program. Do you think for a second if the Clemson Tigers went 13-0 and won the ACC with Dabo Swinney, and even if they were on their backup quarterback, that they wouldn't be in the college football playoff? The answer is no, they would be. Or there would be riots in, I don't know where Clemson is. It's somewhere in South Carolina.
It's in South Carolina.
I don't think, is there a city called Clemson? I don't think that's where they play. You can fact check that. It's not Clemson, South Carolina.
I think you need to fact check it. Yeah.
No, you guys called me out on it, so fact check it, boys. Thank you. This was when your
Clemson is a city in Pickens and Anderson counties in the U.S. state of South Carolina. Clemson is the home to Clemson University.
Okay, great.
You may
continue. I thought it was Spartanburg.
Spartanburg?
Okay, I was wrong. Yeah, that's where I thought it was.
That's where Michigan State plays.
Nah. No, not bad.
That's Spartanville. So you as a coach and as someone that loves sports, you're always taught that it's about the team. And for our Super Bowl team, we had 15 guys on IR. They ended up going out winning a championship. It was, you know, the power of team and everything else. So when you're in this position – and you go about, you lay out the protocol. This isn't a case where this was a small school that ran the table.
No.
This team played two SEC teams.
This isn't Liberty.
And they won. They won every game. And they won their conference championship. And you leave them out. And by the way, had Georgia done what they were supposed to do and win, Florida State is in and Texas isn't. They went around and had to, because Texas beat Alabama, they had to jump Texas over Florida State, which was not there the week before, and move them ahead to sneak Alabama in. It is a rigged, crooked system that just occurred. Period, end of story. And for anyone to argue different, You're just kidding yourselves. Now, if you want to say, well, Alabama is going to be a better team, and I think Alabama is going to end up winning the national championship. So did they get it right about who's going to end up winning it? Probably. But then what the hell are we even playing games for? Had Wisconsin, I'm going to tell you this, had Wisconsin went 13-0 and Alabama jumped them the day before, I would say we should, I don't want to go too strong. I'm not saying that we
should
revolt.
Don't say it. Don't say it.
I'm not going to say that.
But kind of were.
What happened here is an utter travesty. And if for Paul Feinbaum and for Heather Dinich to come on and basically say the things that, you know, the committee was pushing, you really think that if you believe Alabama's the best team. And, by the way, Alabama would beat Florida State. I'm not arguing that. But why are we playing games? And then don't sell me on a great non-conference game in September anymore, Paul. Don't do it because it's useless. So all of this, it's if you're Florida State, you have every right to be livid beyond belief because you earned it and they stripped it from you.
All right.
I don't know if I could be more clear.
You are being clear. So here's my question for you, kind sir. You didn't love the expansion of the playoff field, right?
Can I give you – no, I did not. I understood it, and it's money. But I also think, and this is – I'm jumping ahead, and I know you don't like predicting. If they had to do the four team again next year, they would not have done what they did. But this is actually a great selling point for them to say, yep, this is why we needed 12.
I guess the point I was going to make is that in the 12-team system, they don't get screwed by this. Do the lights just go out at your house?
They kind of do because you don't get a bye. So they kind of do screw you still.
Well, not nearly as bad as not being in it.
So the great question to ask the committee would have been, had it been a 12-team committee, and they'd lie to you and say that they'd do it the same, Florida State would have been one of the top four. Had 12 teams gotten in.
Mm-hmm.
They were never going to let an SEC team with one loss not play. And by the way, Alabama almost lost to Auburn. This isn't the juggernaut Alabama of old. So it should leave all of us with a bad taste in our mouth. And the fact that we have so many people changing the rules of what actually is, you really have taken away what sports is all about, which is who actually wins on the field. This does the opposite of that, and it's an awful darn shame that they did it.
I totally agree.
I'm totally in that club,
but I was also in the this is eliminated by having 12 teams club, and I was glad that they expanded. Barry Alvarez and I were on the same page. We were expanding the playoff. You were pushing back on Barry and I, if I recall
Barry
correctly.
Barry was a two-person guy for a long time, and then he was fine with just two for a long time.
Yeah, so it was great to have him on my team, though, that time we argued that. There's no arguing about Kohler Services, but before you tell us about Kohler Services, Jesse did not pull a winner last week. If you remember right, he like was caught by surprise.
Yeah.
And I called for him to pick last week's winner, and he said, I left the Fry helmet in the wrong room or something
ridiculous.
The
digeruptions got to me. That was where it really got to me last week, yeah. So we got to draw a winner. Can everybody see the helmet so I'm not cheating? All the accusations that always get thrown around here. There we go. Congratulations to number one, which is Glenn in Wauwatosa. All the way back from last Monday. Nice win, Glenn.
No recollection of that whatsoever at this point.
Are you going to send that prize pack down to Ted's in Tosa so Homer can autograph whatever we send him?
They can go celebrate the victory there, no doubt.
All right, so now that we have our winner, now we're going to play trivia. Jesse, what's today's category and what caller would you like?
Badgers Trivia Tuesday. Florida State was fifth. Jordan Travis should have been the fifth Heisman finalist. Let's do caller five.
Caller five. 844-770-3776. 844-770-3776. Sydney Wilde, who's listening to the show in Milwaukee, you're not eligible to play, so don't call. Tausch, tell us a little bit about Kohler Services and the great folks over there on Doug's team.
Or if you're thinking about updating your bath or shower, man, do we have the team for you. That's the team over at Kohler Services. You can turn to Kohler Services for end-to-end bath and shower remodeling, where Kohler design consultants and installers do all of the work for you. Family-owned for 150 years, Kohler is your Wisconsin manufacturer providing care for life. You can start enjoying your bath or shower right now with a special offer. Just visit KohlerServicesWI.com. to request your free quote with fast professional installation always included. Again, go to KohlerServicesWI.com.
Caller 5 right now, 844-770-3776. Sydney, if we take callers on a topic later in the show, you're welcome to call in, but not for trivia. We'll play trivia next. It's Wilde and Tausch.
From a seat in the stands to the best seat on the couch, Tito's Handmade Vodka is there on game day for every fan. Find cocktail recipes at titosvodka.com. 40% alcohol by volume, namely 80 proof, crafted to be savored responsibly.
This comes this time each year.
Let's play a little trivia. Let's welcome in our contestants. He's definitely not a first-timer. It is Eric in Fall River. Eric, good morning. How are you today?
Not too bad. Jason, yourself?
I am very good. Thank you for asking. All right, the category is Badgers Trivia Tuesday as we get ready for the Badgers Outsider to join us. And I have question one, and it is this. Wisconsin women's basketball games this Sunday is sold out at the Kohl Center with which superstar opponent coming to Madison to face the Badgers? Is it Caitlin Clark and the Iowa Hawkeyes, Paige Buchers and the UConn Huskies, or Giannis Antetokounmpo and the Milwaukee Bucks?
I will take A, Caitlin Clark, because my 12-0 Fall River Pirate girls basketball team will be heading to watch Caitlin Clark.
Nice. I did edit that. I did not want to go Big Linda there.
Why?
Good, because I might have taken it. Just
yeah, I was afraid you might fall for
that.
You
didn't want the call back to Big Linda?
we're all kind of bigger on this show.
Very,
I was just trying to be considerate.
Frustrating.
All right, Tosh, you got question two.
Now, Big Linda would be Fortria eligible. Let's just make sure of that. Prior to being named the ReliaQuest Bowl, what was the name of the Tampa-based bowl game the Badgers are playing in this year? Is it the Citrus Bowl, the Champs Sports Bowl, or the Outback Bowl?
Ooh. Tampa, you think Citrus, but I thought that was a bigger one. I'm going to take the Champs Bowl.
Crikey!
Ooh. Ooh.
I'm sorry, what?
I said crikey.
Why?
It's Australian. I was speaking Aussie, mate.
Sounded a lot like a pirate.
I struggle with that pirate now.
Do that when you
I'll
need to do
that.
A pirate
I'll
next time.
Up on that.
When you need to do a pirate, do Australian.
No, blank, blank. All right. Jesse, so what was the... What
it was
the
Outback Bowl, just to put a bow on it. Yeah. It was the Outback Bowl.
We figured that out from your Aussie accent there. That was excellent.
Did you?
I did, which was previously known as the Hall of Fame Bowl before that, I believe, when I covered it. And Terrell Fletcher had a huge game. Jesse, what is the Champs Bowl? Because they were both in Tampa, weren't they?
No, the Champs Sports Bowl is the one in Orlando that takes place before the city. It's like within 3 days of each other. I believe the Champs Sports Bowl has become the Pop-Tarts Bowl. I think that's that one.
Wow.
Mm-hmm. That one's had a few name changes over the years.
All right. Well, let's bounce back on question number three, Eric. And that one would be this. Which of these is not one of the Big Ten teams remaining in Wisconsin's region of the NCAA Women's Volleyball Tournament? Is it Purdue that's not in their region, Ohio State that's not in their region, or Penn State that's not in their region?
I'm going to go with Ohio State.
You would be correct. So, Jesse, what are the matchups to get out of the Sweet 16 and into the Final Four? I believe if they both win on Thursday. If they both win on Thursday, it'll be. I'm sorry?
We play Penn State first and then Purdue second.
Nobody.
Jesse. Nobody covers Wisconsin's volleyball team like Wildy and Tausch.
Could you give us a Sweet 16 preview in an Australian accent for Wisconsin and
I cannot
State.
Do it in an Australian accent, but I'll say this. I think Wisconsin got, I don't want to use the S word, but we got put in a really tough spot. We're playing two of the better teams in the Big Ten. The Big Ten is the GOAT conference in volleyball. And the fact that we have to play Penn State and Purdue, potentially, where Nebraska's coasting along playing Lord knows who? Yeah.
And Oregon's in our region.
That's what I was about to say. If they both win on Thursday, it could be Oregon-Wisconsin for a trip to the Final Four.
That's also a Big Ten matchup next year.
It would be, indeed. All right. Eric, well done. You got
Thank
two
you,
out of three.
Can I give Tausch a quick pirate joke?
Yes,
oh, yes.
Of course you can.
What did the pirate say on his 80th birthday?
Ahoy, matey. What is it?
I'm 80.
Okay. That's pretty good.
Yar, I'm 80. You get it?
There we go. There we go.
Because he'd be 80 years old.
Yeah.
Yes.
I'm 80. Not I'm 80.
Either way you want to say it sounds right.
Except for when Tausch tells that same joke, because then it doesn't sound anything like
it. I said ahoy matey. Ahoy matey.
That'd be not the right
ahoy matey. You've got the little Irish accent.
That's how they say it in Australia. Yar.
Put it in your toolbox, Tausch, and don't mess it up.
Eric, thanks for playing, buddy. We appreciate you.
Thank you, fellas. Happy holidays.
That is trivia.
Hey, boys, just wait a second. Now that old boy threw it out there, I got one. I'm double dipping. I got this. This is a rare double dip pirate trivia. A pirate went to the doctor and said, I have a mole's on my back. And the doctor said, it's okay, they're benign. And the pirate replied, I count again. I think there'll be a 10. Pretty good, huh, boys? Pretty good.
Yar, that'd be a good vampire joke.
That's a pirate joke. What are you talking about?
But a vampire be telling it.
There are days where I just think, what are we doing here?
Yar.
The Badger's Outsider swabs the poop deck next. It's Wildy and Tausch.
This is Wildy and Tausch on 94.5 ESPN. Sponsored by American Family Insurance. Insure carefully, dream fearlessly. Get a quote and find an agent at amfam.com.
That music can mean only one thing. It means that Derek Blakeslee, our Badgers outsider, is here to join us to talk Badgers. Presented, Tausch, by PDS.
Indeed, PDS has been providing technology solutions and transforming IT for various companies for over 30 years. PDS is giving today's work the true ability to work from anywhere as they balance work and life. PDS wants to be your trusted partner in driving success with enterprise solutions, digital workplace platforms, and managed services that fit your needs. PDS, Paragon Development Systems.
Derek, good morning.
Hello, Jason. Good morning.
How you doing?
I feel terrific. It's been really fun to watch the Packers the last couple weeks. The college football side of it has been just really weird. All credit to Tausch, really, and probably you too, Jason. But we called it like 3 years ago, just talking about how this is where this is going to go. It's just the actual path to getting there is really painful, and a lot of it just sucks because you're nostalgic about what used to be.
Mm-hmm.
But, you know, you guys started on the air. I read it on the way in. The NCAA president came out today with a different framework for college football and the separation of certain schools with bigger budgets and bigger scale. So we're definitely moving the train forward. And after what happened to Florida State, which is going to be litigated in the courts, would be my guess, it's just been a bad couple of weeks for me in college sports and my fandom. It's been rough.
Yeah, by the way, NCAA, no, I'm good. We're good. Somebody else needs to run this. We're good. You've done your part. You've had your 100 and some odd years. We're good.
I think I think the attitude that Mark Emmert took, I find him to be one of the worst non-political personalities in the history of the country, really. I think
they're political, by the way. All of this is political.
Their attitude toward what was happening and being just completely almost benevolent and then kind of taking their ball and going home while still never going home and now trying to reassert themselves into this stinks. Because I don't know. This is the question I would pose to you two. I don't know if I'm all that interested in minor league football. And I don't know if an inferior product, after seeing what happened with Leon, our 12-hour commit this week, I don't know if I'm a fan of what that looks like and who those people are and what that process is when I can just watch the NFL. And I'm struggling a little bit with what this is going to be and whether I'm going to be all that interested in it anymore. I mean, is minor league football going to be what this is going to be?
Oh, I was wondering. You did get to a question. I was glad that that was the case. No, I...
Well, you've been interrupting Jason all morning. I thought maybe you'd interrupt me, too.
That's true. Well, that's standard. You know that's standard, Derek. I think as long as there is a university affiliation, I am going to be intrigued. I want the playing field leveled. But as far as the NC2A, you had your time.
Yes.
Thank you for your service.
Thank you.
A deuces be. Let's let the powers that be figure out new rules for football I don't even care what, you know, basketball, I think, is should be lumped in. But we're good, man. Chuck, I think Chuck Baker's running this.
Yes.
Chuck, we're good. I don't care for your input anymore. You go do your thing. We'll take our little new group, and we're going to start our own little deal, and we'll figure it out. We appreciate everything you've done, but now we're good. We don't need you anymore. That's what I would say.
Yeah.
Derek, I know that you work in ideation and all kinds of important things about allowing me to work at home and all those kind of important things, but you're not a legal... You're a brilliant mind. You're not a legal mind, right? That's not your area of expertise.
But I do play one on TV.
And on the radio, apparently. You said that the Florida State situation, you anticipate, quote, being litigated in the courts.
Yes.
what does that look like exactly? William Jennings Bryant.
Look, there are three legal theories that I looked up. One of them I thought about is it's almost a negligence case, and then there's also other ones that was Latin and some things I don't understand. But let me just tell
pluribus
you.
Pluribus mightius. Il
pluribus
like
unum. Or something, you know. No, so
okay.
As a prima facie case, on its face, you had a Power Five school, and the thing is, I hate Florida State, but I respect the fact how much they love college football down there. They follow the recruiting, like, tighter, closer than anyone. It's a big deal. You win all your games. You're a Power 5 school. You're a brand that matters. And I think of all those kids and the work that they put in, that whole program, all the work that they put in, all the crap they've taken from Clemson, and you know, they constantly get 5 stars in there and it doesn't work. They throw their hands up. They whine. They cry. Well, this year it happened for them. And to see a team... It just doesn't pass the sniff test. And when you have something like this where there's this kind of conflict, immediately I'm just like, it doesn't need to make people angry. It doesn't need to be nuclear. But this is why we have courts. There's money at stake for the university. There's recruiting things. Thank God they're changing the tournament and the way that looks next year. Otherwise, yeah, I'm taking this to the courts and saying, look what happened here. Are there damages? And I would say yes. There may be negligence here. There might be fraud. There could be collusion. There could be all kinds of things. Let's get everybody out on the table and explain under oath and everywhere else that it's done in the legal system of why we let an undefeated Power 5 school out of the playoff in favor of an Alabama team that lost to Texas and then would have lost to a terrible Auburn team if not for a Hail Mary into the corner of the end zone, and why they end up in it. I mean, they should. This was a bad, bad, bad situation. Mike Leach was all over the internet. His thing about it. It was bad to start with, and then they got caught. And now I think they should have to answer for it.
Wait, Mike Leach?
Mike Leach spoke about this not being a tournament, and how as Americans we love a committee. We love committees. Well, who are you going to put on the committee? Well, I don't know, that guy's a good guy. We'll put him on the committee. We'll put them on the committee. And then we won't even need to play it on the field because these people, some of which know nothing about college football or not involved in college football, they know better. So they know better than the rest of us.
He said this before he died?
2017.
Okay. Hologram. He had a hologram.
Yeah. Along with Tupac. Okay, so Tausch, you advanced the theory that this happened in part because they're expanding to 12 next year. And if they had, I don't want to misrepresent your theory on this. I want to get Derek's response to it. If they had the only Final Four for next year again, did you say that you thought Florida State would have gotten in?
Yes.
Yeah. And the reasoning is what?
Well, I think this just continues to put a bow on the Final Four, and it moves it forward. The point that I think needs to be made, the Clemson part of this, the ACC, is viewed as the fifth. The Pac-12 was viewed as the last one in previous eras. But you couldn't leave a Washington out. But had Georgia won, Texas is not in this playoff. They're not. Florida State's in, Texas out. The fact that they had to move Texas ahead of Alabama to get Alabama in and bump, If their theory on what happened was that Florida State's quarterback got hurt and they stink, which, by the way, there's some viability to it. But they
I
still
was just
won
gonna
two
say
games
that.
And the ACC championship and, by the way, a road game in Florida, which is supposedly the SEC. It's supposed to be some great conference. Let me tell you something. Take Alabama and Georgia out of it. That conference is blah, okay, for this year. It is blah.
Okay.
So enough with that. But had this not played out that way, Texas does not jump Florida State. And you're going to tell me, with under the criteria you move Florida State, that you'd still put Georgia behind them? Nobody on earth believes you. Nobody.
You're right. You're right.
Nobody. And you'd put Florida State 11th. If you really want to go that route, that's where you'd put them.
And what
so world? It's a total travesty.
What world are we in where this Florida State-Georgia game, what if Georgia looks great? You going to say Georgia doesn't deserve a couple number one votes? If they beat, what if Florida, and God forbid, Florida State comes out and beats Georgia? I mean, then you may as well still be back in the bowl where everybody is like, well, who's the national champion? There isn't one because
right.
We have people of low moral character who are in charge of all of this. And now we are inviting the wolves, the agents that aren't really agents, the accountants, the lawyers, your Grandma Betty's second cousin, Deborah, who now Betty. All of a sudden is your best friend and needs
Debbie.
Some money.
Betty and
Debbie. There is so much collateral damage here because of the mismanagement of this transition in the NIL. And we're all left to, as fans, as journalists, as players, these kids. I mean, I see what happened to Leon. I mean, he's the linebacker that was going to go in the transfer portal, commits to Wisconsin, decommits in 12 hours, and suddenly has a new agent. And you can't talk to Leon without going through this agent who may or may not be a legit guy. I mean, we're going to see this all over the place. And we have people in charge that don't care about the kids. It's okay to care about money. Money is important. Money drives a lot of things. But it has completely corrupted the system here to the point, like I said, I just want, on Saturdays when I turn the TV on, I want to care about it. I want to be entertained by it. I want to love it. And I'm afraid that people are so self-interested here, they would sacrifice that for to line pockets in the short term. And that's what sticks.
We'll continue with the Badgers outsider who has not entered the transfer portal. As far as I know, at least he hasn't announced it yet on X. Hopefully he's not transferring to another one of our shows. But a lot of other Badgers are in the portal. We'll talk about that next. Continuing with the Badgers Outsider, presented by PDS, it's Wilde and Tausch.
You're listening to Wilde and Tausch on 94.5 ESPN, presented by Pella Windows and Doors of Wisconsin and sponsored by American Family Insurance.
For us, the NCAA, to offer our own forward-looking framework, Chuck Baker said, to which Tausch replied, "Nah, Chuck, we're good."
Yeah.
"Thank you for your service."
Yeah, we're good, Chuckles. We're all set.
This is bad.
Chuckles.
That's Dunzo's cousin. They both do clown shows together.
Derek did bring up an interesting question about the idea of minor league football, because there's also what else is going to happen. And believe me, it's going to happen. There are going to be guys that aren't quite good enough to play pro, but are making good money, whatever Chuck and the NCAA come up with, and then the NIL and everything else. Why do these guys have to leave? Why do they have to leave? You're going to start paying. Guys can play till they're 40 in college football. They're not quite good enough. Why go to the XFL or the USFL when they could easily say, "No, I'd rather play at Wisconsin. I get all my meals. I could continue to get educated. I could do this." And I mean, what's to stop someone? There's already, and we heard Luke Fickell say this already, there's 7-year guys. There's COVID. There's medical red shirts. Who says that you can only do this for 4 years?
College.
Nobody.
The best
Van Wilder,
11 years
by the
of
way,
my life.
Van Wilder stayed in school till I think he was there 8 or 9 years.
Yep.
Yep. Nobody said he couldn't.
I mean,
and he has chops.
This
as an
is
actor.
Going to be talk about being legislated, Derek. This is the next step. This is going to happen. And what is Chuck going to respond to that? Because Chuck won't win in court. We've seen that. Ed O'Bannon and the O'Bannon boys have beaten him into submission.
Yeah, it's turning my stomach to just because I sit and think about all these things. And I just, like I said, I want to turn my TV on Saturday. But if it gets so perverted that it's – and here's the reason I like it, okay? Bakhtiari mentioned it. You've mentioned it. And so has Jason before, that college football clearly is not as good a football as the NFL. The NFL is superior. But I see college football as the last level where you actually get to see real football played. I see the NFL more as sports entertainment. The quarterback has strike zones. There's protections in place. There's flags that are thrown that have nothing to do with football, but just to protect investments and players. There's all this stuff that isn't actually the sport. It's sports entertainment. It's not fixed, but it's definitely controlled. College football is the last frontier of watching really superior, like, warriors, like, in the arena, kind of gladiator type of stuff, where it still feels like real football. So that's the draw. But you root for kids that come to your school, in-state guys, guys that are the underdogs that get better over the time, the, you know, Frank Kaminsky stories in basketball, all this stuff. There's like, these things that attract you to the sport. And if those things go away, am I going to go watch the Madison Muskies and plunk down as much money and go or go up to Appleton and watch their minor league baseball franchise? Like, I don't know if I can fall in love with a couple guys that come in from someplace I've never heard of and want to play here and have a smoke and a pancake and then leave. And
have a smoke and a pancake.
And to Tausch's point, I also you might ask about what kind of transition into like DK. He played here for 4 years. He put his time in. I don't care where he goes. Thank you. He was tremendous. He was great. But it's kind of that transient nature of it, too, that's sort of cool. And if that starts to go away, all these things are stripping the foundations for why this is attractive for me to spend my time and money as a fan. And that sucks.
Tausch seemed legitimately disappointed yesterday when it became public that Chim Dike was leaving. There are, I believe the last time I heard this, Jesse, correct me if I'm wrong, but from Alex Strofe's Badgers Minute, six so far have entered the portal. What do you make of this, and how do you see the departures in terms of which guys are leaving and how much that hurts the program or doesn't hurt the program?
Every program is losing a lot of guys. Every is the coach, the wide receiver coach, moved to Notre Dame. Jim's played here 4 years, and frankly, this season, I don't think he had the opportunities he wanted. Skylar Bell can go drop passes somewhere else. You know, we're going to be able to replace some of these guys, but it's not as fun. And the offense did not work out for these guys. It worked out for Will Pauling. I still don't know exactly what this offense is, but I think we need guys that are quicker, more guys that are taking advantage of leverage. I know I brought that up on one show and I got killed to talk
big
about
big leverage guy.
But more, just talking about like guys that if they get inside leverage, they can make a cut, and they're more wide open than our guys. Our guys always seemed covered. They couldn't get yards after catch. I'd say Chim fell into that category. We were always throwing to the boundary to him. He'd be out of bounds, and you know, most of his action was in special teams, really. Skyler had speed and opportunities. He might be a better fit somewhere else. And I think we lost Keontez. I mean, there's just the players that are gone. It hurts us, but now there's this other part where we're going to get guys in that may, I don't know. That's the thing. You can't predict any of this. May be a better fit for what we're trying to do. I hope we're able to get that personnel, but I don't know. There is 900 kids went into this thing officially a day ago. I can't even follow it. It's just a mess. The whole thing's a mess. So I don't know. I mean, Tausch is right. Like, I'm disappointed that these guys leave, but why not take a shot and go somewhere else if you can?
So, Derek, it's not – I'm not disappointed in, you know, Skyler. There's some other players that they think they're going to get a better opportunity to go. I got no problem. But with Chim, he has just been – he is such a great kid.
Yes.
And
a great Badger.
He has done everything – a Badger, exactly. Everything the way you'd want. And I don't want to take any opportunities from him.
Right.
I just wished, if he was going to leave, he was going to go pro. It might be a fit. It might be an offensive thing. I was just really disappointed because he is a solid
phenomenal.
Cat.
Okay, Tausch.
Yep. Solid
guys.
Cat.
Tausch, yeah. Why do you think Jim wasn't more productive this year? You watched all those games.
I think he was hurt. He was dinged up for a bunch of the season. I think that was a big part.
Because I expected him to be a premier possession receiver slash big play threat. You know, down the field, and he kind of had a niche role, and I just always wondered because he was great. He's been fantastic, like you guys have said. I echo those sentiments, and it's too bad to lose him. But I do think, and I don't think anyone will argue with this, we are better positioned to deal with this crappy territory we're in with the people we have running our program now than we were in the previous regime. So we're in a better spot here, but this is Wild West stuff, and I don't trust any of these people that are in charge. And you know, I'm listening to Feinbaum and listening to Sankey talk about how great the SEC was the other day. I threw up in my mouth. They're all so they're all so self-serving and also short-term and short-sighted.
Well, that's their job. Yeah, that's their job. That's for Greg Sankey.
But Tausch, whose job is it to be the standard bearer of the sport? Who are the people?
No,
well, that's a problem.
There's no one.
That is a rudderless ship.
That's what I just said. Yeah. Yeah. I agree. Not arguing with
well,
you.
Why don't you? Why
I'm
do
not
you,
gonna yell at you.
I'm not. Yelling. I'm not yelling. I'm passionate. Maybe you need to find some passion instead of going to all your late night.
Oh, my
big
passion's
parties.
Here. I think I ranted enough. It is. That's the problem, and there's always going to be self interest. That's always going to be the case. That's just how this works. But this idea and the thing that stinks, and is to put a bow on this thing. Alabama's going to go win another national championship, and they're going to say, "See." It just means more.
I am rooting
and
for Michigan. I'm going to the store to buy a Michigan hat. I'll borrow one from my boss, my old friend John Miller. I will do what I need to do.
Johnny M.
The fraud.
Yeah.
The fraud.
Go blue. I am all about go blue, but they're going to get.
It's one thing to cheer for sports. It's another thing to cheer against fraud, and that what they did and how that became is there's right and wrong, and I'm not going to be. I'm going to put my khakis on. I don't know if any of them fit anymore. I don't know if I got any with pleats.
Jesse can loan you his gold pants.
Oh,
Jesse's
my God,
got these gold pants that'll fit you.
I might They're need beautiful. To lengthen them a little bit, or otherwise I can just kind of wear my high waters around. Maybe I could get a whole Jesse Nelson ensemble.
All right, so we're going to leave it with it's okay to root for sports. It's better to root against frauds. Is that what you said? Something along those lines.
You guys can tell I just
you're exasperated. You're as red as your shirt.
He's beaten down.
I love college football, and it has beaten me down a little
bit.
We
know you do,
and it's not about the Badgers, really. It's about the whole thing. It's
he cares. He cares. He's not about his self interests. He's the next commissioner of whatever the new version of the NCAA will be.
I'm just a regular
Badgers
guy.
Outsider Athletic Association.
I'm just a guy who happens to evaluate talent about as good as anybody in the industry. And when it comes
and
to
kept
Jordan,
great stats
and when it
at
comes
Reedsburg.
To Jordan Love and sending text message to Jason Wilde that must know
while
him,
he's working.
While he's working, look, I'm not a smart man, but I know what love is. He's the starting quarterback of this Packers team for the next 10 years, and I just want to take continual victory laps about that.
Yeah, you are. There's no denying that. I'm glad we could end on a positive note for you. I feel like today was kind of cathartic, but you didn't fix anything. And that's got to be frustrating.
I don't know. It's really,
right, I understand.
It's too complicated. I don't know.
We appreciate you trying, and we look forward to you and Greg Sankey and Chuck and everybody getting together.
Yeah, I'm going to Mark Emmert wants me at his place for Christmas, but he sold his whole family out to other people who are lonely so he could get more money in his pocket.
Jeez.
The grip never stops with Mark
Hamill.
That's
harsh.
On that note, the Badgers Outsider presented by PDS.
Hey!
We look forward to your next visit. We also look forward to the 11 o'clock hour, which kicks off in 2 minutes. So stick around. It's Will D. and Tausch.